From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, July 7th. The Sacramento-based station managing NSPR and KHSU in Humboldt County is officially severing its ties with the broadcasters. Capital Public Radio is planning to fund NSPR and KHSU until November. After that, the Sacramento station will give control back to license holders Chico State and Cal Poly Humboldt. Leslie Cornick is Chico State's provost. She says the university is looking forward to managing NSPR.
We intend to actually ensure that it becomes even more robust and more of an integration between our service region, the North State, and Chico State in the years to come.
But Chico State is grappling with a budget deficit, and it isn't clear how it'll shore up NSPR's operation. Cap Radio is restructuring NSPR before the handoff for financial sustainability. The Sacramento-based station says it's committed to providing financial support until the transition is finished. And following NPR's protocol on reporting on itself, no NSPR or Cap Radio management reviewed this story before it was broadcast. And just to note, NSPR's broadcast license are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming. In other news, a California Senate bill that would give renters a two-week grace period to pay past due rent before eviction won't be moving forward. Senate Bill 436 failed to pass out of the Assembly last week. It's one of several renter protection measures that have failed to gain traction statewide. Chico City Council member Bryce Goldstein says North State renters face a market that's extra volatile from multiple devastating wildfires, and she says it's not just from the fires destroying houses.
Also, a lot of people that I knew in Chico faced secondary displacement from people needing homes in Butte County who lost their houses moving into Chico, landlords needing to move back into their rental properties, and then some, larger investment companies pushing renters out of their homes to flip the properties because of that higher demand.
She said the city's new homelessness committee could be a place to consider local eviction protections, especially for people not covered by state laws, like mobile home renters and residents of single-family homes. NSPR reached out to all members of the Chico City Council for comment. Goldstein was the only one who responded by deadline. And nearly 200 PG&E customers in the North State have reported scam calls this year. NSPR's Eric Adams says the company is reminding customers to not take the bait.
If you get a call claiming your PG&E will be shut off immediately if you don't make an immediate payment, it's a scam. Paul Moreno is a PG&E spokesperson. He says the company would never do that.
Be aware that PG&E doesn't call people with 1 hour notice of a disconnection of service if you don't pay up.
Scammers have gotten crafty with their tactics. Moreno says they've figured out how to adopt PG&E's caller ID to gain the trust of customers. They're also targeting small businesses during busy hours, threatening shutoffs. Moreno says if you have any suspicion you've received a scam call, call PG&E customer service or check your online account. Do not send them money. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Also, a Los Angeles judge ruled that the California Fair Plan's policy on smoke damage is unlawful. The Fair Plan is the state's insurer of last resort. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaira has more.
The Fair Plan offers property insurance to Californians in areas where no other option is available through a regular insurance company. And for years, policyholders have complained about the plan's refusal to cover smoke damage that's not visible to the naked eye or can't be detected by smell. That's what triggered a lawsuit in 2021. A Colville homeowner whose property was damaged after a wildfire filed a claim, but had portions of it denied due to the Fair Plan's policy on smoke damage. Dylan Schaffer is the homeowner's attorney.
Fair Plan has historically just simply paid nothing. Their attitude is your house is dirty, not damaged. You just got to go sweep it up. They will say, we don't pay for household cleaning. That's their line.
But he says it's not just a matter of cleanliness. Schaffer says the impacts from smoke are better characterized as chemical and contamination damage.
By contamination, what I mean is fuel that has been made into gases by very, very hot fires and is put up into the air and then lands in people's houses. And that makes the houses unsafe to live in.
He says the court has until May to decide what the decision actionably means for the Fair Plan. Manola Sakaira, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, the bodies of all 7 people who went missing after a firework warehouse explosion have been found. According to the Associated Press, human remains were recovered from the site in Esparto, but the identities of the people were withheld as authorities notified family members. The initial explosion last week set off a barrage of fireworks and reduced the warehouse to rubble. It also ignited several vegetation fires that had been put out or contained. The company Devastating Pyrotechnics operates at the facility, according to multiple outlets. It released a statement on its website expressing sympathy for those affected by the explosion and saying they'll cooperate with investigators. And finally, California has a serious teacher shortage, partly due to comparatively low pay. Many teachers in the state don't make enough to live where they work. A bill to raise their pay is working its way through the legislature. The bill's author, Torrance Democratic Assemblymember Al Miritsuchi, says the state's teachers earn just 76 cents for every dollar earned by similarly educated peers. The bill calls for a state mandate to increase salaries by as much as 50% over 10 years. Opponents argue individual districts should set teacher salaries, not the state. And those were your headlines for Monday, July 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.